From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. 102 Boone County Republicans turned up at Columbia's Holiday Inn Executive Center Saturday to elect delegates to state and district conventions and give their ideas about the state party platform. KBIA's Ginger Hervey was there and has this.
The slate of delegates had no opposition and passed with little discussion. Sarah Walsh is a committee member for the Boone County Republican Center and the State Republican Party. She was happy to see people get along.
I've not seen this much unity in all my past 4-plus years here volunteering for the party in Boone, so I just see wonderful things on the horizon.
But some caucusgoers said they wished the party had more slates. William Samuels has been at every caucus since 1984. He said this year the state Republican Party was more involved than normal.
I think people tried very hard to be united and to get along, and that's positive. I think that this whole thing this year is being done too much from the top down.
Party chairman Mike Zweifel says the March 15th primary this year had already determined that Boone County would send 37 delegates to vote for Donald Trump for president and 15 for Ted Cruz. In 2012, that decision was made at the caucus. The caucus also passed 3 proposed amendments to the state party platform. The amendments would support creating charter schools in the state, repealing all prevailing wage legislation, and an assurance that U.S. judges comply with the U.S. Constitution over international law in their courtrooms. For KBIA News, I'm Ginger Hervey.
A St. Louis nonprofit is helping those with Alzheimer's disease stay in their homes longer, a model that the founder says benefits the person with the disease while saving millions of dollars for taxpayers who often foot the bill for nursing home care. Memory Care Home Solutions founder Lisa Barron testified Wednesday before the Senate Special Committee on Aging. Democratic Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill co-chairs the committee, along with Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Barron says that on average, her clients stay home a full year longer than others at similar stages of the disease. That is accomplished by teaching caregivers skills to lessen the side effects of Alzheimer's and keep the person with the illness safe. Lawmakers are allowing legislation to make Missouri one of the first states to adopt policies allowing for daily fantasy sports. The National Conference of State Legislatures says neighboring Kansas is one of 3 states to legalize daily fantasy sports through statute. A bill passed by the Missouri House last week would require daily fantasy sports sites to pay a $5,000 annual fee, ban workers with insider knowledge from playing, and limit the games to those 18 and older. The measure would exempt the operations from gambling laws, which opponents say is unfair. At issue is whether daily fantasy sports are based on skill or luck. A bill that would impose taxes and more stringent restrictions on daily fantasy sports is awaiting debate in the Senate. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.